Thank you so much for tuning into a service with Hope Family George. We hope it inspires you and helps you with your journey with God.
Thank you so much. We can take our seat. Thank you so much. Every time my wife tells me, babe, don't use I, use we. So we are so grateful for God to be part of this family. It's really a privilege just being part of this family. We are so very, very grateful. And this time, I want us to honor Pastor Paul and Pastor Marinette. We are so grateful for you. We are so grateful that you obeyed God. You went to Western Zambia. And through that, many lives have been transformed. Many lives have been changed. And I am one of those lives which have been transformed. We are so grateful for you. May God keep blessing you and blessing you and blessing you. I did not come alone. I came with our senior pastor, the Reed pastor for Hope Family Church Zambia. To me, is a father figure for Pastor Moses. Most of the good things you see in me, I learned from him a lot. He's a good man. When I was in my lowest moments in my time, he was able to see something in me that I never saw in myself. And that, sir, I'm forever grateful. Thank you so much. To the Hope Family Church in George, we are so grateful on behalf of the Zambian family. We are so grateful for your support, your financial support, and your prayers. It's through that we are being able to plant churches in Western Zambia. And I can tell you, lives are being transformed. Marriages are being brought to be healthy. We are so grateful for you. I know God will never forget all the good things you do. We are really so grateful. Thank you so much. My wife, she's back home right now. She called me this morning. Baby, I'm praying for you. I said, please, I need your prayer. Thank you so much. Can we just pray together? Dear Lord Jesus, we thank you so much for your goodness. We thank you so much for your love. We thank you for your provision. We thank you for all that you do into our lives. Father, use me. I'm just a vessel. May you speak through me. Lord, may we get encouraged because you want the best for us. In the mighty name of Jesus, everyone say amen. Amen. Thank you so much. So this morning, I just want to share with you something, a sermon I've titled Gratitude. Gratitude. You know, it is extremely easy to live life without being grateful. Maybe sometimes because of what has happened into our lives. Maybe sometimes people let us down. Maybe sometimes we have been disappointed. Maybe sometimes we were stabbed behind our backs, and that can cause us to live with ungratefulness. But I want to tell you that God wants us to be grateful. We have many reasons why we must be grateful. I'll read the scripture from the book of Psalms 100 verse 4. It says, enter his gates with thanksgiving, go into his courts with praise, give thanks to him and praise his name. For the Lord is good. His unfailing love continues forever, and his faithfulness continues to each generation. Gratitude leads to God's presence. All we need in our life is found in the presence of God. So when we become grateful for what God does in our life, it helps us to approach his presence. We have many reasons in this life why we should be grateful. Yes, things may never be the way you want them to be. But one thing I can tell you, I can assure you that God wants us to be grateful. It's only when we are grateful for all the good things God has done that we are able to approach his presence. For God is good. For God is loving. For God is merciful. For God is forgiving. So all these reasons, we have them to approach his presence with gratitude. God wants us to approach his presence with gratitude. Being grateful to God shift our focus from our problems to our blessings. When we start being grateful in our life, what we are going to see is the blessings of God upon our lives. So when we become grateful to God, being grateful, it is a choice. You can choose to be grateful because there are reasons for you to be grateful. One of the reasons, there are a lot of reasons, but one thing I know for sure, which each one of us is grateful, is the gift of life. We must be grateful for life. We are not here today because we made it possible, or maybe because we are so healthy. No, we are here today because God made it possible for me and you to be here today. And that we must be grateful for. Let's be grateful for life. Let us not take life for granted. To be grateful, you don't need to be rich. You need to know that God loves you to be grateful. All you need to know is that God loves you, and that itself you must be grateful for. And we can also be grateful for salvation. How many times have we been so, God, I thank you for saving me. Many times we just tell God, I need this. God, this is my challenge. It's okay to tell God your problems. He's a caring father. He wants to help you. But also, let us be grateful for salvation. Can you imagine? You and me, we are going to be one day in heaven with Jesus. Not because of what we have done, but because of what he has done. Despite our flaws, our weaknesses, our shame, all God has taken them away. And one day, you and me, we're going to be in heaven. That's a goal for me. And I believe also, it's a goal for each one of us, spending eternity with Jesus. And Jesus is coming back again. And that is our goal. We must be grateful for salvation. Let's be grateful. You might have no reasons to be grateful, but those two, be grateful for life. Be grateful for salvation. You are one day going to be with God in heaven. Can you imagine that? Because of what he has done, that I'm forever grateful. Because I know that despite where I came from, my weaknesses, my sinful behavior back in the past, God came for me, he rescued me, he saved me, and one day I'm going to be with him. Despite what you have done in your life, God is waiting to live with you for eternity. And that must give you a reason you must be grateful for. Amen, church. All we need to live a purpose life is found in the presence of God. For you to live a purpose-driven life, all that you need is found in the presence of God. Thank God for life. Thank God for your wife. I thank God for my wife. Thank God for your wife. Thank God for your husband, thank God for your kids. Young ones, be grateful to your parents. Not only when they buy you a new iPhone, no. Or maybe they buy you a new car, no. But be grateful because today you are here because of them. That you must be grateful. Maybe sometimes they can't give you what you want. But be grateful. Tell them, Mom, I love you. Dad, I love you. And that honors God. And we can be grateful to our parents through respecting them, honoring them. That makes God happy. Let your parents know that you appreciate them. Even when they can't give you what you want at the time, but always be grateful to your parents. Because God says, honor your father and your mother for your days to be more. And we can do that by being grateful to our parents. Appreciate your parent. It is a privilege, it is a blessing having your parent. They may never give you what you want in this life, but just having them is a blessing that you will never ever comprehend. Let us appreciate our parents. Let's love them. Let's appreciate them. Let's embrace them, because it's a blessing having parents. And I'm grateful that even though my dad and mom gone, God gave me a parent. I'm so grateful. Amen. Sometimes in the book of Thessalonians 1 Thessalonians 5 verse 18, it says, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. Why would you be
thankful in every season. Why would you do that? Why would you be thankful when things are difficult? Why would you be thankful when things are tough? God will never waste your pain. God will never waste your pain. Being grateful in all circumstances reflects our trust in God. When you are grateful in every circumstance, that reflects how much you trust God. In every season, God is with you. In every circumstance, bad, evil, any circumstance, we need to trust God. That reflects how much we trust God. And also the Bible says, you know, in Romans 8 verse 28, and we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are called according to his purpose. You and I, we are called for his purpose. And in everything, God will do good. You know, sickness, God will make a way. Maybe you are going through a financial problem, God will make a way. Because in all things, not only good things, but in all things, God will bring out something good in all the situation. That's why we must be grateful for anything else. Sometimes we feel like God is barring us. Maybe what we are going through, remember, when you feel like God is barring you, he's not barring you, he's planting you. To plant and to bury, they are done in a similar way, but when you bury something, it will never come again. But when you plant something, one day it will grow and it will multiply. So sometimes you may feel like God is burying you. He's not burying you. He's planting you. So one day when you come back strong, you will do more than you have ever done in your life. That's what happens. You just have to trust God. He knows the better for you. He knows what is good for you. Let us trust God. He's not burying you. No, he's working out for you. So one day you become fine and you produce more. Maybe at school, you feel like, I'm being bullied. Don't worry, God is with you. Maybe, you know, financials, things don't work out. Just keep trusting God. I remember one day, 2 years ago, Pastor Marinette said this, and I have kept this in my life. She said this, since when I met Jesus in my life, he has never disappointed me. And today I can testify that since when I met Christ, he has never disappointed me. God will never disappoint you because his presence is always with you. That we must be grateful for. That we must be grateful for. And gratitude strengthens our faith. Philippians 4 verse 6 says, do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving heart, present your request to God. Without faith, we can't please God. We need faith, and faith is trusting that God will do it, even when in our eyes it can't make sense, but we trust that God is going to do it. That's faith. In everything, let us trust God. Because it's through that our faith is going to be built. Our faith is going to be strengthened. As I conclude my sermon, always remember, joy comes from a grateful heart. The more grateful you are, the more joyful you become. Be grateful for what God has done in your life, for what he's doing now, and for what he will do. Always be grateful. Be grateful in all seasons. Because God will do something good. Remember, trials strengthens our faith. We just pray together. Thank you, Father. Thank you for today. Thank you for your goodness. Thank you for your mercy and thank you for your love, Lord. Thank you for all that you do, Jesus. We know some people right now, God, they may be going through trials and problems, but Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, may every problem bow. May every problem bow, may every disease bow in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we pray that may you touch each one of us. Help us to be grateful in everything. Help us to be grateful for our countries. Be grateful for the beautiful place, Lord, we have. Father, I speak blessing upon this church, O God. We thank you, Lord, and we trust you that you are always with us, God. Help us to be grateful. Help us to know that you love us so much. Help us to approach your presence with gratitude. Thank you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Bless each one of us, God. Thank you for what you do, Lord. For those who are struggling, Lord, maybe with addictions, thank you that, God, you are going to help them in the mighty name of Jesus.
those who are struggling in every area, God, may you help them, set them free in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you for knowing that, God, we are going to be with you in heaven one day. Thank you so much, Jesus. We love you, Lord. We worship you. We bless your name. In your mighty name, Christ Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Stay in touch. We'd love to hear from you. Send through your prayer requests, praise reports, or any questions you might have to 062-214-2814. That's 062-214-2814.